Planned Parenthood of Montana president and CEO Martha Stahl says the organization feels supported in the state.
I really feel like there is a very strong appreciation and really passion for Planned Parenthood here in Montana.
She says they look forward to another 50 years of high-quality care despite the prospect of federal funding cuts and state-level restrictions on abortion. Stahl says the Trump administration has finalized a rule change to Title 10, which in the past, according to Planned Parenthood of Montana, has provided about 10% of its funding. The new rule removes federal funding for things like STD prevention and birth control for low-income individuals if an organization provides abortions.
So preparing for that and the loss of that funding, I think, is definitely a challenge for us. But it's a challenge that donors have responded to in a really phenomenal way.
The organization offers reproductive health care in the shape of birth control, STD checks, and pap smears, among many other things. But Stahl says it's important to mention abortion in that lineup.
So when I talk about this, I talk about how important it is for us to offer all of those things. Because while abortion is a smaller part of what we do, it is the thing that I am most proud of because there are very few other providers in the state of Montana that will do that. And it's something that patients need. And so making sure that they have access to that care in a way that's the highest quality and a really good patient experience is really important to us.
The Montana legislature is considering several bills which could make it difficult or impossible to get an abortion in the state.
And I think at the root of all of those bills, whether we're talking about the personhood bill or a 20-week ban on an abortion, is that they're at their heart really about interfering between the relationship a patient has with their healthcare provider. And we don't see that interference in other kinds of healthcare services.
Planned Parenthood of Montana's 50th anniversary falls on Saturday, and they're holding a meal and auction in Billings and Missoula. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.